I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's fresh episode of Muslim Lady. In the studio, I have the honor and privilege of being joined by my sister in faith and humanity and a special guest, Sister Razia Shamli. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, my dear sister.
We've been talking a few times in our show about plastic surgery.
In women, we've talked about.
Oh, we talked about. Oh, so today we want to talk about plastic surgery specified to men.
Yeah.
Because we talked about women.
Yeah.
And their plastic
surgery.
We didn't
really talk about women either. Men do not have this problem as much as women
do. That's exactly what I wanted to say. Men honestly aren't that self-conscious about themselves as women are.
You know?
And that's why they're not targeted as much either. And enterprises and corporations haven't been able to feed on this insecurity as much as it's been able to do with women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why cosmetics are targeting women,
yeah.
Plastic surgery, fashion, all of these things are targeting women because women are more self-conscious about their appearance rather than men.
Yeah, that is true. As I said, one of the reasons that women have this addiction to the social media is like I was looking at this really nice debate between two guys on YouTube, and he was like, when a woman she has her Instagram, she's a teen, she's 17 and she has an Instagram page and she's just posting, you know, from time to time her daily life. And then she goes on a vacation and she starts posting one picture of herself in a bikini, exposing her skin. And that's when like an explosion happens. Likes. New followers, and she goes into the explore, and she gets reward for what she's
dopamine.
Doing.
Dopamine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So one action, a lot of reward.
Mm.
Another action, then she says she goes, like, if she goes on a trip once a year, then that reward that she got from all these likes and all this acceptance, even the really beautiful girls, they say, oh, nice look. You know, I love like what you're wearing, or I love like how
your
this
pose,
part of your body, looks,
whatever,
right?
Yeah.
That approval, that sense of approval that she gets reinforces in her and motivates her to go on another vacation very soon and more videos and pictures exposing her body. And then it just turns into, it makes a new personality out of her.
But then here's the thing. I'm thinking if the dude was just as ripped, right, and fit as beautiful 17-year-old girl or whatever, he would get a lot of acknowledgement on social media as well, right? Number one, if the girl wasn't so beautiful and fit, she would still get a degree, but a lower degree of acknowledgement, but it would be more in the tone of, it would be more of like a political nuance to it. They would try to be proving a point by acknowledging her.
That even if you're not perfect, you're still beautiful.
Yes, but they don't do it for men.
Things.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's what it, and I think that's why the Quran, when it talks about how men and women should be presenting themselves in society, when the holy book addresses women, it says, cover yourselves up, number one, and don't flaunt yourselves. Because the Quran knew this is an innate quality of women.
Mm-hmm.
They like to be noticed.
Which verse are you talking about?
When it talks about tabarruj, flaunting themselves, displaying themselves. Because women like to be noticed and praised for
exactly.
their beauty.
The idea
men,
of acceptance.
Meh. Right?
Right?
But for women, that's just like wonderful for them.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, so many things are changing. Although when you're comparing psychologically a girl with a boy, a man with a woman, and of course that need for acceptance is so much higher for a girl. I mean, to be seen as a beautiful girl and to be loved and cherished and to be paid attention. compared to boy, they don't need these things, really.
They need it in another aspect, yeah.
They need it in other aspects. But I think the norms or the social media is creating needs for the boys
totally.
These days. That
just
look
like capitalism, consumerism.
Exactly. That you have to look, you have to be fit. You have to have six packs. You have to have like certain measure like of chin. Or like there
certain
are standards, bodily standards for men too these days.
Obviously.
And I'm saying that they are fitting them into the boys'
Is it necessarily a bad thing, though? If it boosts relationships, if it boosts confidence, if it makes you overall healthier, and what's wrong with it?
The problem is that it's not boosting their things. It's turning into many hours of in a day of going to the gym and injecting certain hormones to their
bodies.
Yeah,
that's why we talked about balance.
There is no balance.
No, that's their problem.
There is no balance.
It doesn't necessarily mean aestheticism and aspiring for beauty is necessarily a wrong thing. John? You are listening to Muslim Lady while we are discussing the interesting topic of plastic surgery and how it applies on the two genders. We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, sisters, brothers, ladies, gentlemen. This is Muslim Lady from IRIB English Radio.
Like, remember a couple of months ago, we were talking about self-care. And we talked about how the Prophet used to use kohl, perfume, how he used to clean his garments, how he used to, even he had certain handkerchiefs. He used to wipe, you know, wet wipes with the scent of saffron and other like natural fragrances, and how he combed his hair, how he looked at himself in the mirror, how he was careful to use, to remove, you know, extra hair from his body, how he cared to be very attractive for his wives, how he, you know, used henna. And, you know, there's a beautiful hadith that what are the benefits of henna and this and that. We did talk about that.
I remember.
Is the balance.
Yeah.
Not the six packs.
What's wrong with six packs?
If you're injecting,
If you just get natural six packs,
if you're
through diet and hard work,
if you're a father of three children, and if you're a busy working man, and is it possible for you to develop six packs and to have all these responses? The six packs are single guys who don't have any families to take care of.
All right, good for them.
Yeah,
I mean, all of these things, even beauty for women, it is redefined through different stages of her life, you know? Some things that look beautiful on a teen or a woman in her early 20s cannot be pulled off by a more mature woman. Their style, their fashion, their color choices, even their makeup application changes through the stages of their lives. And it's the same thing for men. At a certain stage, when you're in your early 20s, you're a bachelor, you've got no responsibilities, all you do is hit the books and hit the gym, hey, enjoy your six pack. And then after a while, you get a little older, you settle down, you have kids, you enjoy the dad bod.
It's becoming a trend these days. Like back like 20 years ago, to have to develop six pack, it was the job of a very small minority in the society where they were bodybuilders.
Yeah.
Nowadays, many men, like average men, they are tending towards six packs because...
Wait. Is it hindering their performance in other fields of life?
You know, these days, there is less tendency towards marriage. And obviously, there's more time. They're bachelors.
Uh-huh.
And these bachelors need to continue looking handsome and attractive because they want to have a partner. They want to find a girlfriend.
Okay, then that's just evolution.
No, it's not a good evolution. You know, what I'm just trying to say is that one of the reasons that there is a lot of more plastic surgery these days is because there are so many more single men because they're not in any relationship. And
where are all the women then?
No. The women are also they have their own story. Let's not open their story. Mm-hmm. Now we're just talking about men. So men are tending more towards plastic surgery because, look, if you're in your early 20s and you get married, you get settled, your six pack would be your number 10 priority in life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in your middle 30s and you're still single, your six packs would be your number 2 priority.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm getting? I'm just saying that because they are not in permanent relationships, because there is no family, these men, they always have to look fresh, sexy, attractive. So they have to have these,
work on themselves.
But as you enter into the relationship, as you said, you enter into the different phases of your life, a physical attraction always will remain something very important until the end of your life, but it will lower down in terms of priority. It will not be your second priority. It will be your fifth priority. And this is my understanding. This is my analysis of why men are tending, opting towards...
plastic surgery?
No, plastic surgery and body fitness. Mm-hmm. The way working on your six packs. One reason that why men are opting more towards certain physical features, like growing a six-pack, developing a six-pack, is because, as you said, in the nature of video games, you have to overcome something, it's a process, and you have to conquer it. And, it's an aim that they have to, pursue, and the reward is great, because the way it has been displayed among the other sex is that, if a man has a six-pack, it looks very attractive to a woman.
Mm.
And it's not a difficult thing to obtain. So he goes after developing it. He spent 6 months on it, and there he goes with a six-pack.
Obviously, this doesn't apply to all men, but this is one way to look at it. Right?
Right.
That because some men, literally, they have a stable partner. Them and their partner are into the healthy lifestyle and bodybuilding, They're not competitive bodybuilders, but that's their method of exercising.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. And then there's, dudes who are just looking to pick up women with their abs. You know, when it comes to that, it doesn't matter whether it's abs or a car or a new haircut or whatever. That is I feel it's an uncool motif for a man to develop, no matter...
It's an uncool motif?
It's an uncool motif for a man to develop an asset, no matter what that asset is. To pick up women? That's ridiculous.
To develop six-pack because of a woman.
Or whatever else. Or buy an expensive car or whatever. That's all the time we have. This was a more complicated topic than I anticipated. And obviously, we're going to have to talk about it more. You can join us on future episodes of Muslim Lady. Until then, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty.
Who is the lover? Allah. Who is Ar-Rahman? Allah. Who is Al-Mannan? La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.